Good morning. The reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, starting in verse 42. Friends, hear God's word. At daybreak, he, Jesus, departed and went into a deserted place. And the crowds were looking for him. And when they reached him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. So he continued proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. I'm so excited to be with you all this morning. It's been a little bit since I've preached, and you know, the problem with preachers is then they have a whole bunch they're going to say, so here we go. No. I'm excited to see my friend Jeff back there. Hello, Jeff. We sing in the Prism men's chorus on Tuesdays and have a concert coming up in June. Always good to see a familiar face and meet new and familiar friends. I am so excited that Louise and Elaine are at the Landmark Forum. I know that they're going to get so much out of it, and really excited by that percentage. 94% people feel like it really is life-changing and helping. You know, it's so important for leaders in whatever field, public education, whatever field it is, that they continue to be edified so we can look to them for wisdom and guidance. So I'm really excited. Louise could not be a more positive person, right, Brad? I mean, she's been such a positive force in our life. I mean, she interviewed me to see if I was okay to get married to Brad about 6 years ago or 5 years ago when we were dating. She wanted to meet me, you know, sit down and give me the once-over, and I passed. Whew! So anyway, we're okay. This morning, what'd you do when you woke up? How do you start your day? Sunday mornings, we often look at the New York Times. So I was reading the headlines. I don't know, did you hear about this little report that came in on Friday? ISIS, wow, territory gone. However, not done, right? Still more. Saw this little article about a scandal with the Baltimore mayor, corruption. Baltimore, more. Good news, just all around us, right? Now, I have a disclaimer, friends. I like to have audience participation, so I may ask you a question, and it's not rhetorical. So when I ask and I wait, I'm actually looking for some response. It doesn't matter what you say. Pickles, what? No, that didn't work. I did see some, I thought, good news. There was an article about Archie Williams. He was released from prison because the fingerprints, National Database, said he was not guilty of the crime. However, he was in prison over three and a half decades. It made me think about the inequality of racial justice in our justice system. I read an article about this reporter who reports for the New York Times in California, and just about the stress that is with all the various situations of California and the huge and varied situations that he finds himself in, but he gets his way through it with a morning solo dance break. And I thought, hey, that sounds good. Maybe we should all start with a little morning solo dance. It'd be a good way to start. There's some good news out there. What is good news, friends? What's good news? What would be good news? We're here, yes. You said, I woke up, yes. Spring, it's gonna maybe hit 50 today, and yeah. All right, there you go. Hello, Michigan. It's a very sweet time, March Madness. Good stuff. Cancer in remission. heart stabilized, a friend released from prison, family member beating addiction, grandchild graduating from college. So many things that are good news, right? Every day. Good news, we can afford another meal on our table. Good news, we have a closet full of clothes. We really need to address Marie Kondo to our closet. And there's so much good news. Jesus was talking about good news. That's what he went and was talking about throughout his hometown area. He was on this little journey. He said it was his purpose to proclaim the good news. Life's a journey, isn't it? Goes this way, goes that way. Goodness, I went into professional ministry, loved it, had the time of my life, just thoroughly enjoyed it. But just juncture internally, realizing I was gay and not in an open and affirming congregation, married to my wife, mother of my children. It's quite a journey. Here I am as a bank manager now. People say, well, that's quite a change. I say, in God we trust, you know. Life's a journey. And we stop along the way. You ever have that moment when you're like, gosh, I would just love to stay right here? What are those times? What are those times when you think, oh, if I could only just stop the time right here, what would it be? Vacation, I agree, totally. Yeah, what else? Yeah, they're so sweet. And you can kind of like keep them, away from a lot of trouble out there. Yeah. Okay, just enjoy them, learning and growing. Absolutely, absolutely. My favorite age was from 9 months to 18 months, and then it was over, yeah. But such a journey, so fun to really watch them through those journeys. Puberty is a journey. For everybody. Life is a journey. People tried to stop Jesus, said, whoa, we like what's happening here. We really enjoy what's happening here. It's not only that he was speaking to them, teaching them with authority, as Luke says. What else was he doing? He was healing the sick, right? Can you imagine in that time? No modern medical scenario. There's no antibiotics. There's no, medicine, modern pharmacology that's bringing folks back. Jesus compassionately, Luke says, the doctor, Luke says, laying hands on them. What a intimate thing. The one who says, I am the anointed one of God, as he said in the early part of this chapter, he is laying hands. The one anointed is a big deal in the Bible. It's a priest, it's a prophet, it's a king that are anointed. He's laying hands, touching people, and healing them. Is it any wonder that they wanted him to stay? Remarkable. They just, please don't take the goodness from us. Right here. Stay right here. And what does Jesus say? I can't. He knows he's got to make his way, right? Gets up early, sunrise, goes out to the deserted place. Now some of you are thinking, Boston cream pie, out to an empty place, a place away from the town. Towns were very small, close, everybody lived close. Got out to be by himself. Why? to listen, as Pastor Liz said to the kids, listen to God. What is it? Remember, recenter, refocus. I've got a purpose.
I've got a purpose.
And that is to proclaim the good news. And what is this good news? It's the good news of the kingdom of God. It's loving, touching with compassion. It's bringing life, loving, living. You ever hear that phrase, oh, that really brings me life? Some of the modern kids say that these days. Looked it up in the Urban Dictionary. I'm like, okay, we got to have an example here. This modern slang that brings me life. Oh, you bring me life. It was, yas, Beyonce, bring me life. But that's it. Something that enlarges your life, makes it sweet. That's the purpose of Jesus. I've got to do this, and not just here, everywhere. Love, bring life. Those of us that wear the Spirit of Christ, those of us that have the King, the Anointed One of God, we have the same purpose. Jesus describes it in this way. He uses the words from the prophet Isaiah. Of course, I moved my bookmark. It's a good thing I'm familiar with this book. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and let the oppressed go free. Loving, living. Imagine with me, friends, if this is our sole purpose on the journey of our lives, loving and bringing life. What would that look like? What would that look like? You and your wife gather with one of your neighbors and she says, my husband wants to get divorced. What does it look like in that moment to love and give life? What does it look like if your grown child moves away, cuts off contact, you hear that there might be drug abuse involved? What does it look like in that moment as your sole purpose in life to love and bring life? A sibling is thrown in jail for a DUI for a second time. What does it look like to love and bring life? This congregation really works at that. Amazing stuff. You guys really work in the communities, in the tough places, addressing the tough issues, social issues, issues of ecology. I love to see that too. Really, congrats. Nice. Keep on. What if every coworker you visit with, your neighbor, your friend, is my word loving and bringing life? Family member, tough situation. What can I do that is most loving and most bringing life? I feel like this is my purpose. Sometimes we each need to come away and recenter, but then we continue on. We continue on. We don't just stay here. Today is a fleeting moment, is it not? My goodness, how did I get to? I just celebrated 50th birthday a couple of weeks ago. Woo! Where'd that go? It's a fleeting moment, but I'm here to love and to give life, as we all are. Thanks be to God. God be with you. Let us pray. Oh, great God, you are so good to us in so many ways. We are a blessed people. Even when we struggle, feel lonely, and filled with doubts, yet you are with us. Open our eyes. Help us to realize on the journey of life we do not go alone. We ask that you would increase in us a love for those that no one wants to love. That you would enable us to find ways to bring life to places that are dark, experiencing death and stagnation. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on any of us. Thank you that you care about our very situations. We think of those that are dealing with end-of-life issues, mental health issues, those that are incarcerated or in places of war, hunger, places that yet today do not have health care, even in our own country. Lord, we would ask that you would enable us and enable your people everywhere to be agents of love and life. Hear us as we pray the prayers that we would not even whisper to another in the quiet of our hearts.